that the metaphor is regeneration. The metaphor is being of a place.
There is a ton to know about organics, and on today's 62nd episode of the Positivity in Ag Daily podcast, we hear from Lori Stern, the executive director of Marble Seed, formerly known as the MOSES, the Midwest Organic Sustainable Education Service. Hear more about how the organization started and why a name change to a plant seed.
So, Lori Stern, and I am the executive director at Marble Seed.
Now, this organization, Marble Seed, tell me more about it.
So this organization was founded at the beginning of the law for the organic food production. So basically the law that created that green and white organic label. And so there was a group of farmers as a community nationally were pushing for a national standard. So they finally got it. But then there was a lot of work to do in helping farmers meet that standard. And so this organization was founded by farmers who were interested in educating themselves about engaging with the label and becoming certified organic. A lot of places in the country currently have organizations that do certification and do farmer education. They do both. They have to have a bright line between them. They can't muddy those two things together. In the Midwest, farmers here decided that they would have a certification agency. That certification agency in this, I mean, you can get certified by any agency you choose, but the certification agency that was at the inception is MOSA. So it's the Midwest Organic Services Association. They do certifications. And then we were MOSES, Midwest Organic Sustainable Education Service. We were the education side of that work. And so I guess you had also asked why the name change. Part of what started to happen over time is confusion. And I think we are finding, like in so many other sectors, population aging, right? There are lots of farmers that are getting older, that are looking to transition their land, that are, you know, that were there at the beginning of the label in 1990, and they're getting ready to do the next thing. And so what I was finding is I stepped into this role, not only was the board interested in potentially changing the name because there was already this confusion, but also because a lot of folks don't know MOSES, right? A lot of new farmers, this isn't their community. They didn't come into this when we were fighting for standards. And so I was having to do the whole acronym, which nobody really remembered. So it was a growth of how the organization has changed to do a lot of other things and the confusion that was happening. And to a certain extent, what we're finding as organic gets more and more successful is that there are terms like sustainable that was in our name and regenerative that don't really have a definition. And people are putting a definition on them that is not at its core organic. And I'm not talking about certified organic. I'm just talking about organic production. Building healthy soils, animals out on ground, being concerned about the climate and stewarding the land. And so as we started to think about all of these terms that are starting to be co-opted, and sustainable was in our name, is it still relevant? Is it still what we want to be like known as? So we didn't change, I don't think, like in terms of our mission, we didn't change. But we hope that the name, because it's this indigenous to the Midwest prairie plant, with deep taproot and is used for restoration, that the metaphor is regeneration. The metaphor is being of a place. And also Marble Seed is like one of those plants that comes after fire or after, I mean, it's not easy to germinate. I mean, it's just like so much resonated with the work that we do.
Marble Seed is a hard seed to grow, and I recently got some and will try to plant my share of it. The organization provides a lot of resources, especially networking, to engage with the community. Thanks for tuning in to this episode. I'm Michelle Stengler, your host. Hope you have a great day.